So did I tell you at work, I, for pretty much like the whole year up until this month, had a fish tank that had no fish in it. It
was
empty. And then I got fish recently.
What are their names?
Oh, that's not the question I thought you were going to ask me, because I didn't give them names.
What?
Because they're cute. But that's not all, Bridge, because I purchased 5 adult fish, and like they're all different breeds, except 2 of them are the same breed, but they looked a little different, and I just was like, whatever. And Bridge, last week I discovered I now have baby fish. I'm a grandma. Didn't sign up for it.
Damn, Nemo got to work fast.
And I think it's those 2 orange fish that, like,
damn.
One's probably a boy, one's probably a girl. And then one looks, like, kind of, like, pregnant. But I just thought it was, like, eating well. I don't know. As babies.
You and then I was like, get a bigger tank.
Well, no, they're like the size of a piece of rice. They're so small. And then I ran to the janitor in my school because he's the one who helps with my fish because I don't know anything about anything. And I was like, oh my God, what do I do? And he was like, nothing. They're fine. I was like, okay, I don't know.
Do you watch Abbott Elementary?
No, but I need to. I know. Everybody tells me it's so good.
Well, because I imagine the janitor in that show is like your janitor and you the same like side eye, like, just feed it. What do you mean? Wow, Kate. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks.
Wow.
Every day I check and I'm like, you suckers, you still in there? Do you guys eat? Do you need anything? I don't know what you need.
Do you think the other fish are like upset about it? Like they didn't really pick to be around kids and now they are.
Well, the kids also like hide in the back with all my fake plants.
Hmm.
So nobody takes care of them. So not even me.
They don't cry. I don't know. Keep everybody up at night.
I don't really know what's going to happen, but I'll keep y'all updated. I know everyone's like really invested in my
fish
grandchildren
names, because now we don't.
Yeah, I haven't, I don't know.
What was that? This is so random, but do you remember when, like, you were a kid, somebody would, like, freeze a bumblebee, and then they would, like, wrap a string around it, and then when the bee would come back to life.
What the fuck are you talking about? I cannot relate. I've never done that before.
Oh my God, wait, stop. Wait, that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is then the bee would fly away and they would like call a string. It's a thing, okay? It's a thing. So
is
I imagine.
Real?
Yeah, I imagine you doing this with your fish. Like, I imagine you like labeling them and I'm like.
Wait, I have so many bumblebee questions now. Is anyone a bee expert listening?
I don't think it's ethical, but it was a thing and I was just...
Did you do it?
I don't think I did it, no, but it was like a thing.
Did Jimmy do it?
Probably.
He liked bugs.
He loved bugs. He loved spiders. Okay, well, back to the main point. Congratulations on being a fish grandma.
Thanks, I guess. Okay,
moving on.
Okay.
Sisters, sisters who've seen it. We are the sisters, sisters who've seen it. Sisters, shooby dooby doo, sisters, shooby dooby doo, sisters, 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 sisters. Sisters who've seen it.
Hello!
Hello there!
Are we all ready for a fairy tale story?
Wow! I did think of Shrek a little bit when I watched this movie, actually.
Ooh,
there were some moments. I was like,
I think some Lord Farquaad, and there was definitely Shrek needs to talk about, because it was a guy that wrote the book, and that's where Shrek came from, but when did that come out versus this?
Oh my God. Okay. Wow. A lot of stuff to talk about. All right. I'm going to introduce ourselves. So, listeners, we are the Sisters Who Seen It, the podcast where 2 sisters who are not movie critics look back on some of our favorites throughout the years through a psychological, ethical, and familial lens. I'm Katie.
I'm Bridget.
And my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
Oh, that bar is so fucking great. Oh, God. Oh, jeez. And Bridge, what's our movie?
1987 classic, The Princess Bride.
Princess Bride. This was the first time Bridget was watching this, listener, so this will be interessante.
Ooh.
I need to make a correction, perhaps, because in our last episode, when this was recommended, I kind of had amnesia, and I didn't remember if someone recommended this, but don't worry, everyone. The timing is magic, because right as Bridget and I are about to record, I get a text from the person who recommended this movie.
Oopsies.
And it was Mel. Is anyone surprised? Mel said, and I quote, listener pick was from Mel effing burp for Princess Bride. Couldn't figure it out. Yep. Yes.
Mel, you just deliver. She just delivers like your fish, okay?
Wow. And they do deliver. We learn.
I think it's my turn to do the synopsis, but this is like hard. This is hard to do it. So
yeah.
A man? I'm already gonna screw up.
What? You were doing great.
Regals? Is that a word? Regals?
Regals.
R-E-G-A-L-E-S? I think I spelled that wrong.
Regalies?
Regales?
Regales?
Regales. No. Regales. No.
Sure.
Man, the Jersey A.
We have master's degrees, so.
A man says... A man reads to his ailing grandson with a tale of romance and adventure in this lighthearted fairy tale.
Is it lighthearted? I guess it's lighthearted.
I think it was supposed to be retails and I spelled it wrong.
Oh, I always thought you read that off of a website, but now I know.
Do you see why I never get it right? Because it's like me typing. Anyways, wow, what a... Okay, so I loved it.
Yay!
And I thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
Rob Reiner?
That's the director.
Director. Like, I couldn't put my finger on how to think about, like, the story or explaining it. And I go to my trusty Robert Ebert, because love the man.
Love
and
him.
He did it well. He talked about it being in chapters. So,
oh, okay.
So I'm going to kind of, like, talk through chapters. So,
all right.
The first chapter is, or let's just say throughout it, is the never-ending story thing. We have...
Never! Okay. Sorry.
We
it's
have
automatic.
The real world present day that Fred Savage.
Oh my
like,
god, so
okay,
little.
Wonder Years. So he is being read this story from his grandfather, who is Peter Falk. And
oh my god.
He's sick, so the grandpa wants to make him feel better. And, you know, the kid's like not totally into it because he's playing video games. Because, you know, in 1987, you know what we thought was going to ruin everything? Video games. And no one paid attention to social media or Mark Zuckerberg or Amazon. But here we are, and it's Fred Savage constantly being like, I don't know. So that breaks the whole movie.
Yeah.
The first chapter, we see the spectacular couple of Robin Wright. My God, what a little
queen.
Baby in this
oh
movie.
God.
And Cary Elwes. That, I don't know why, but his last name is so hard for me to say. If anybody listened to the Saw episode, it's so hard for me to say. I don't know why I have a thing
Cary
with it.
Elwes. Yeah.
Cary Elwes. Elwes. Focus, Bridget. So, Buttercup is Robin Wright's name, and Wesley is Cary Elwes' name. And Buttercup is this princess, and she falls in love with, like, what, a farm boy, she calls him.
He's a farm boy.
He's
I make him do
boy.
Shit for me.
Yes.
Ugh.
So they fall in love, and, you know, then he gets sent away. Like, I'm not gonna get the details right, but he gets sent away, and she learns he died. So then she's like, wow, I'll never love again. True love. And everything about this movie, this is also a Robert Ebert insight, it never holds on to something too long. So the whole movie isn't true love. It's just like, here and there you get true love. And the whole movie isn't comedy, just here and there. You know, it's just it like adventure here and there, like it just breaks everything up really well. So she thinks he's dead, and then all of a sudden the king of the land decides that he is chosen her to be his new bride, and she's like, well, I'm depressed because the love of my life died, so sure, why not, what else do I gotta do on a Tuesday, am I right?
Sure. Yeah.
The farm boy's not here to help me, so I could use his castle manpower.
Yep.
Okay, as that happens, she then gets kidnapped by here's like the next chapter, by three of the weirdest freaking people put together. So we got Andre the Giant. You
He's
heard
awesome.
That right, folks, okay? Who had been so beaten up from his, like, wrestling career that he basically looked like how I look, like, walking up and down the stairs, not sleeping with the baby. We have Sean Wallace, who I always reference with Clueless, and it's not fair because he's like a big long career and I only think of Clueless with him, which is terrible. But I'm sorry, Wallace Shawn, I flipped his name, who is like the mastermind. And then we have Mandy Patinkin.
I don't know.
Yes, that's who the other guy is. And Andre the Giant is like brute force, and he's like, you know, I got my like bodybuilder, you know, he's the tough guy. He's going to scare away. Ingo, how do I say his name?
Inigo Montoya.
Inigo. Okay, so
Inigo is somewhere. Okay. When I bend it.
Okay. Inigo is like a swordsman, and so he's gonna fight people with that. And then Wallace Shawn, who's Vizzini. These names are rough for me, but
didn't write a name down.
He's the brains. So as they steal her, their thought is, we're gonna kill her and basically try to get stuff from the king. Well, this then sets up two other stories. The first is the true love of her life, who's Carrie Elwes, isn't dead, and he comes back to try to save her. And then at the same time, the king, who is basically Lord Farquaad, is also trying to save her. And then they have adventure throughout the way. I'm not even gonna go into it because we'll go into the details. It's so freaking funny. And so then they get to the part where she is like, oh my god, she sees Carrie Elwes and says, you're alive. Oh my god, I can't believe this. But at the same time, the king comes and he's like, I'm here to take you away, ma'am. And she's like, don't kill him. Don't kill my, you know, this guy. He saved me. And then there's like a whole other chapter of once that happens, the king then tries to get rid of Carrie Elwes, because wouldn't you want to get rid of? It's like having an ex-boyfriend show up. You're like, this ain't good. You know, back from the dead. This ain't good.
Yeah.
So he's trying to get rid of him. And then the crew is trying to like protect Carrie Elwes. And at the same time, Robin Wright is like, he'll come and save me. He'll come and save me. And so she like believed in true love that he'll come back and save her. And what do you know, Kate? What do you know?
What do I know?
There is death. Okay. A main character dies. And then Billy Crystal with a terrible, ugly old face brings him back to life. And then once they're brought back to life, also like Shrek, they jump into the wedding and they say, I reject. What is he saying?
I reject this. They say, I object.
I object. Oh,
it rhymes with reject.
Guys, I'm so, so sorry that this job of mine is speaking and I cannot speak.
It's fine. Oh my god. This is great. You're doing really well.
Oh my god. So yes. And well, what do you know, Kate? Everyone lives happily ever after. And the king is tied up somewhere, and I think that's what happens. And
yeah, he's just left in a chair.
All these side stories get their closures. All the stories get closures. And the entire movie has the most like beautiful rhythm of making you laugh to like being interesting and like adventurous. I don't like, it had everything to being like silly and exciting, and it's just like, oh my god, it's done so funny. I didn't go into this thinking it was gonna be this funny.
Yeah.
And then I read all these other articles about the nostalgic piece to it, is that it did okay when it came out. Like, I think it was like a $16 million budget and made like $30 million, which back in 1987 is like pretty good, but it's not like it wasn't like number one. However, it went on TV. And then, like, it's just a movie that, like, would play on TV and play and play and play. And it's, like, a perfect TV movie because it's, like, this sliced up story. So that's what made it explode. And that's why people like yourself or Mel love it. And that's all I got, because we know I need to work on words before I continue speaking.
Good job, Bridge. That was good. This is the only time you've seen this movie.
Wow. Okay.
I'm really glad that you liked it, because, I don't know, sometimes the nostalgia lens, you're like, is it lame or is it great? I don't.
So, okay, I'm realizing why I never was interested. Carrie Elwes, with his like accent, that like kind of British accent, I always felt like it didn't make him funny. You know what I'm saying by that? Like, there were certain movies that had that whole, I don't know, like trying to be like proper funny.
Yeah.
And I think I just turned off from it. But this doesn't have that. That's like, it just so happens he has that voice. It really has nothing to do with like the comedic style.
So you were a little Fred Savage. Yes! You were sipping the Haterade.
Yes!
And then Grandpa had to come in and be like, you're going to fucking hear this story. You're going to like it.
Can you imagine our grandpa reading this a story like this?
You would be like, very good, very good. The guy got stabbed. Very good.
Okay. He would like open up a book and then he would be like something else. And then he would get up and walk away and forget he was reading us a book.
And then Mo, our cat, would also be alive and he would be attacking Grandpa's feet. He'd be like, no, get out of here.
Wow. Oh, this is, okay, so this is a movie. We got to get into this. Are you ready?
Well,
how do you want to do it?
I'm ready. Always sequential because I get lost. So
the video game. The first video game.
Wow. So sorry. I thought I was ready to go. That video game he was playing was the slowest.
Oh my God.
Moving video game. I wanted to be like, so, bitch, get like Pac-Man. Like, I don't understand.
This is how I know I'm old. I remember, for whatever reason, we're going to bring up Jimmy again, okay? Because if we got video games in the house, I wasn't allowed to play them. I just had to watch him play. And I remember, like, the Duck Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Pong and Duck Hunt were, like, some of the first video games. And I remember shit was so slow that you could literally put the controller, like, on the TV screen.
Yeah.
To, like, hit the thing. And that's how this felt. It felt like you could take your finger and slowly move the baseball being thrown. Wow, I bet you somebody like Mary would look at that and just be like, what is that? And you're like, that was a video game. I'm so old.
That was a game. But part of me was kind of like, well, thank God Grandpa's here because, like, shit, we're not having a good time.
No, we're not.
By the way, Peter Falk is the actor. Did you ever see the movie? I feel like this was a movie Dad made me watch, and then I, like, kind of got into it, and it's very Clue-esque. Did you ever watch the movie Murder by Death? Do you remember that?
Oh.
It was, like, kind of like Clue, where it was, like, a murder mystery.
I couldn't off the top of my head, but...
So I remember Peter Falk from that movie, and, okay. And I was like, oh my God.
I mean, he was in a lot. He was in a lot.
He was in, like, a lot of Muppet movies, too, I think.
Oh, who
back
knew?
In the day.
Wow.
Oh, we should do Muppet movies sometime. I love Muppets.
I mean, we did the Christmas one.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Okay.
Well, so Fred Savage is like, when I'm six and I'm sick and everything's wrong. And then Grandpa's like, don't fucking worry. I'm going to tell you a story. Sit your ass down. Here we go. And we very quickly learn about Buttercup and Wesley, just your average blonde hair, blue eyed models that live in the countryside and are poor. We all know them. It's common.
Wait, I need to go back and reference some grandpa quotes. He goes,
oh, please do.
He goes, hey, this is a book. When I was your age, TV was called books.
Go on, grandpa.
I'm like, wait, there's still books, grandpa.
There are, grandpa.
That's where the books, grandpa. Is that the future? Sorry, I just had to do that reference.
That was like a thick book, too. Every time they would cut back, I'd be like, grandpa, where in the book are we? And like, how big is the font? Because I would get parched reading that long out loud, I think.
There's like four sentences each page. Yes, so once I started to understand that the movie like poked fun at fairy tales,
yeah.
I was like, okay, I accept Buttercup as a name. Because at first, I was like, time out. Her name is Buttercup? Like the fucking, what's the,
like the Powderpuff Girls?
Like, yes. Like, what's happening? Now, meanwhile, he's Wesley. I'm like, what? But, oh my God, they're so beautiful. And I did think it was funny where it was like, she loved to boss around her farm boy. And what would he always say, Kate?
Say, as you wish. I was like, well, what a little bitch. But yeah. Cool. I guess she's into that.
I was like, wait, I don't even know. I was like, is this like a thing that is in fairy tales? I was trying to figure out what they were making fun of.
I feel like they're making fun of how nobody really has meaningful conversations and they're just like, we're in love.
Okay.
So you mentioned this in your synopsis, but Wesley then leaves because I think he has to get money, but I'm not really sure how he's going to get money. Something pirates.
Yeah.
And then death. Yeah, that's all I got out of that.
I wrote, Wesley goes on a quest.
I mean, kind of does.
And then right away, it's like, and then Wesley was murdered by pirates. And you just see Robin Wright, which going from Jenna Forrest Gump.
Jenna.
To what I think is one of her epic roles. The TV show with Kevin Spacey, the political one.
What the House of Cards.
Yep. I love her in that. And then her just like looking out into the distance saying, I will never love again. I was like, Robin Wright won't. Because if she tells you it, she ain't loving again.
Nope. She's for realsies.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like, all right, Wesley got murdered by pirates. She's sad. By the way, now there's a prince and now Buttercup's getting married to him. And I was like, that was all in one breath, Grandpa. Whoa, slow down.
And Kate, as we do, we need to talk about the king and the kingsmen's outfits.
Okay, well, I had a note actually about the townspeople outfits because everybody to me looked like they were dressed as nuns.
Oh my God.
And I wasn't sure what was going on. But yes, there were really good outfits.
I think Rob Reiner went into our parents' old house.
Oh no, not the costume box.
Found the costume box.
No.
Took out some velvet vests and gave everyone a velvet vest because I never laughed harder in my life.
And like the flared like bottom of the shirts, but it looks like a dress, but it's on a man.
It was every like kid's Halloween costume whose parents forgot last minute and had to like run to the store and found the last like costume, which was like a stupid velvet, you know, knight. And it's like, you're going to be a knight. It was so funny. And I mean, the cast is perfect.
Yeah, they're really good.
His name is Chris Sarandon.
Oh, who? Humperdinck?
Kate.
Bitch.
Kate, he played Jack Skellington in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, I did know that. He was the voice, like the talking voice, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Yes, I did know that. I forgot.
Wow, 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 wow. And a bunch of other movies, but that's the only one that's important. Go back to that episode, folks.
Yeah.
So he was cast perfect, and she hates her life. She's consumed by emptiness, except when she goes off for her rides on her horses. And I was like, wow, what beautiful scenery. And like, she was really riding those horses. So I was like, wow.
She was. Wow. And then you're like, anyway, we don't have fucking time for the beauty because we're going to get kidnapped by three scruffy random people. And I wrote a note saying, I was sober watching this movie. I said, wow, three kidnapping dudes. Reminds me of the Three Ninjas kidnappers, except these ones are better kidnappers. Don't know what I'm talking about. So
go back
sorry.
To that episode.
That's another one.
That's another one. I wonder if in 1987, people thought this movie was too fast because it was like, cut, 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 cut.
It was,
and,
yeah.
And I couldn't even keep up. And I was like, who are we meeting? And then I was like, Andre the Giant? Wallace Shawn? Like, what? Who are these people? Like, and they were so funny because they were like, m'lady, can you help us? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, sure. And now they're like, we've captured you. I was like, okay. Like, she was the one with the horse. They were like on foot.
Yeah, because there was a lot of like head bonking in this movie.
Oh my
like,
God.
Take a sip every time someone's head gets bonked.
Oh my God.
So I feel like that's what happened to her. They give a little head bonk and then everyone's like, oh, and they like pass out. And they're like, now we're fucking kidnap you.
And I gotta tell you, in the beginning, I wasn't totally feeling the characters. I was like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Like Wallace Shawn is a lot with his screamy, naggy voice.
He's aggressive.
Oh my God, he's so intense. And then the other the other two are basically Andre the Giant, who, like, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I know I can't speak, but my God, I mean, it was hard to hear him articulate everything.
Need the subtitles
you
on
know,
there,
that
yeah.
voice box is so low. Like, ugh. You know, it's like a dog whistle. And then the other dude was supposed to be like a drunk guy. So he kind of was like mumbly.
Yeah.
But as the movie went on, I loved them all. I was like, oh my God. Like, thinking about each one and their stories and how they fit together were perfect. But I don't know. For people first watching it, hold on, because it could kind of, I could see this turning people off, like, what the hell is happening? And we're on this weird fake looking ship.
Oh, that was some green screen.
Ooh.
Sailing, if I ever saw it.
Did they get like a high school team to build a ship? My God.
Somebody's like physics project.
Oh my God.
I don't even know. And I was a little confused, like, where are we going? Who are we? What is the motivation? I know they say all those answers, but like, I don't know. And then right away, they're like, yo, 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 someone's like following us. And then the one guy is like, I don't believe that, whatever. And then Robin Wright's like, you know what? I'm over this shit. I'm gonna go for a swim.
Oh my God. She's,
see you later. Bye.
She's always like a power woman, right? She was just like, I'm out of here. And then they're like, really? Because there's the shrieking eels. And this was funny when they would cut back to Fred Savage.
Oh, I loved all
he
those
was like,
parts.
He was like, wait, what happened? What happened with the eel? She get like eaten by the eel? I was like, how old is he supposed to be?
And then the grandpa would be like, listen,
he's like, this is like TV for you, kid. kids.
I have so many notes where I'm like, Grandpa! Just every time he said something.
Because he was like a scruffy grandpa, and he basically just kept, I wouldn't say gaslighting Fred Savage, but he literally couldn't care less about his like opinions. Like, he'd be like, yeah, moving on, kid.
He's like, I'm trying to get through this book, sir.
Yeah, he's like, this will be good. Fred Savage is like, I don't want it. He's like, shut up, kid.
Shut up, Grandpa's here. This is what I'm doing now. Yeah. But then we get to the cliffs of insanity, because almost every setting has a dramatic name, which I guess is making fun of fairy tale stuff. So that's fun.
Yeah.
And this is a big cliff.
I laughed so hard when there was like a giant rope. This to me brought back like PTSD from gym class. Like to get the
not the high elements.
Get the presidential award. Like there was two. In order to get the blue one, you had to climb the rope. And like, do you remember this? And
I didn't go to the same school as you, Bridget.
I'm talking like elementary school. Oh no, you didn't.
I didn't.
Wow. Okay. Well, you had to climb this rope, and then you got like, oh wow, you're like physically fit on this level, so you got presidential. But watching Andre the Giant carry four people, and Gary always behind him, just had his feet, like, he had his legs straight, and he was just, like, moving his arms, like,
it was
a video
some
game.
Spider-Man bullshit, okay?
So funny. It was so, so funny. And this movie just, like, it just sprinkled like the stupidity of like, we know this is stupid, and we know as the audience you're smart enough to know this is stupid.
Well, and then the one guy was like, hey, he's like gaining on us on the rope, and Andre the Giant's like, yeah, well, I'm carrying like three people.
He's like, I'm going as fast as I can. I was like, oh my god, this poor guy. Oh my god. But don't worry, because they cut the rope, Katie, and he survives. Because let me tell you, Wesley is a resourceful motherfucker.
Wesley is the T-1000 of fairy tale pirate farm boys.
Yes, which, for that reference, they didn't want Andre the Giant to play. They were going to do Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No!
But there was this big hubbub with the script. It actually was like ready to go in the 70s and took forever. And by the time they were then like, okay, Arnold, we want you for this role, that was when he was like so famous, so he was too expensive.
Ah!
So they asked Andre the Giant.
It's for the best.
I like Andre the Giant in this, because like, I think Arnold Schwarzenegger would be like too much.
Yeah. He would have been like a little too serious.
Yeah. But this then, Inigo Montoya.
Inigo Montoya.
I fell in love with him in this scene, because he was like, I felt like him. This is my life living in the Midwest. He's like, hey, I'm going to fight you when you come up here. Can you hurry up? I'm impatient. I'd like to fight you. Can you come up here? I was like, oh, this is me. This is my life.
And he's like, I'm also super nice and respectful, but I will murder you. And you're like, wait, how do I feel? I don't know.
And he's like, you're a great swordsman. And I'm like, this is like my dream. My dream is like watching people who are fighting then start complimenting each other and then fall in love as like besties.
They did kind of become besties via sword fighting.
Like, imagine, and I gotta say it because we missed it last week when this came out, if Will Smith, when he slapped Chris Rock was like, that was an amazing slap. And then he like slapped him back, and then Will Smith was like, that was an amazing slap. And then at the end they hugged and they skipped off of
him. And then everyone is like, because they were like that anyway.
But that's beside, we've gone down the rabbit hole. His Spanish accent, I gotta say, don't think it was a Spanish accent. I don't know what it was. It was like Italian.
It was something.
I just wrote, it's ridiculous. But you learn about the man with six fingers who killed his father, and his whole life is based on the revenge of finding the man with six fingers who killed his father who he used to kill. And he's like, I just take this job to pay the bills. And I was like, wow, I've never related to somebody more in my life except the whole like revenging for your father, but just that line.
Yep. I also love how they gave us some Footloose level gymnastics and the sword fight. This was a fun sword fight. I was here for it.
Oh my god. I wrote after this scene, I wrote, this movie puts a smile on my face.
Yeah, it's so cute. And then again, we get a little, Wesley is like, all right, I'm not gonna kill you, bonk, and then he gets a little bonk on the head, and then Inigo is knocked out, and he's like, anyway, moving on.
Yeah, it's like they leveled up. It was like, okay, this is the action scenes.
Yeah, it was like levels in video games, kind of. It felt like that.
All right, so we beat that round. Now we're going to Andre the Giant. Meanwhile, the other guy's screaming at him like, go fight him, blah, blah, and Andre the Giant's like, okay. And then he tried, like, He misses on purpose and says, I missed on purpose because I wanted to have a fair fight throwing a rock at you. And Wesley was like, well, sir, thank you so much. And I was like, oh my God, more love fighting. I'm here for it.
And their fighting was essentially just like hugging. Awkward hugging. Like, we're just like hugging each other, but then somehow that ends in someone passing out. And I was like, I mean, I get it. I understand.
Andre the Giant should get an Oscar for the acting. I loved it.
Yeah, it's a great time. And then, all right, now again, he's not dead. He's passed out. Moving on. Let's get to the next boss battle. Super duper. And then I wrote, he comes up on the scene of the guy sitting with Buttercup. First fucking all, where do we get a little picnic table? And like, we have wine, we have fucking cheese,
yeah,
and fruits. I was like, I'm here for it. But like, why are we having a picnic at the
park? Time and place. Time and place.
What do we do?
What's happening?
Priorities, people. Yeah. And then this is like, oh, well, you know what? Let's like have a contest of smarts or some shit. And we're going to pick a thing of poison and who's going to get poison. And do I remember any of the quotes in here? No. He talks about Australia for some reason. I'm not really sure what happens in there, but it's a lot of stuff he says in a very short amount of time.
His character was also supposed to be Sicilian, and that didn't exist. That didn't exist because he was like, you will never kill a Sicilian. And then he's like, and just like dies.
Dies.
Is so funny.
Yeah.
This whole scene of them going back and forth on the poison and the whatever. I was like, wow, he begins to mansplain where the poison is to the other man.
And then he dies. So
and then he dies.
What's the lesson?
And I was like,
did you guys learn what the lesson is? Don't do it.
But then, Kate, okay, so I thought that was so funny when he was like, I have worked up a tolerance to this poison. So there was poison in both glasses and I just survived because now I have this tolerance. And I was like, that's the most amazing thing. But why at this point didn't he just rip off his mask and say, hello, true love, it's me? Like, I don't understand why he was like being coy.
Because, Bridget, we have some Degrassi level drama. Because Wesley's like, Princess Buttercup, like, did she really love me? Because now she's engaged to this Humperdinck bitch. And like, she just drops me like a hot potato, you know, when I pretend to die, but I didn't die. Like, it was some bullshit.
Because then the only funny part about that is she pushes him down the hill and he says,
it's amazing. Amazing. And then she fucking flings herself down the hill, which is the best part of that. Oh my God. Amazing.
Who I learned, Zoe Bell, who is the Kill Bill Uma Thurman stunt double.
Wait, was she a stunt double in this movie?
No, but I feel like I went down a rabbit hole with all like stunt people and was amazed at like the world and how incredible these people are, and they get like no credit. And I just thought, who gets to play Robin Wright rolling down the hill? Who is like, I've practiced this. I've practiced rolling awkwardly down a 100-foot hill. Now, you know they did it multiple times. I mean, how freaking funny was that?
The best part of that scene, too, is like all of the background music cuts out so that it's just like... It's like, what the fuck?
That
is great.
Was part of the, like, you knew the movie was funny because the music was like, it sounded like they took Zelda music and put it in the background.
I think they did.
Wow. But don't worry, because true love came together and they couldn't believe that true love.
He's not a pirate, it's true love or something. Then from here they're like, all right, now we're going to the fire swamp.
Swamps of fire, Kate.
Oh, it's not fire swamp.
I have swamps of fire, but you're
okay,
probably right.
It sounds like it's right. The same. Guess what's in the fire swamp? Fire. And it explodes from the ground. And I'd like to know the science. I will be asking our younger sister Mary on the science about that.
I hope so.
Don't know if that's a thing.
What else is there, Kate?
Oh, then you have, it's not like quicksand. It's just like a hole with sand over it, but it's a hole.
Yeah.
Is that quicksand?
It's super quicksand.
It's just sand.
And then what else?
And then the rodents of unusual size. I don't think they exist. And then boom. Oh my God, I love that part. It's so funny.
That's like a suit, and that was like a man in
thank
that.
God, because I had questions
my
about
God
it.
I
a lot of stunts,
and that was like the timing of the acting made the comedy funny, because I laughed so hard when he was like, we don't need to worry about them, and he gets hit.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like, Harry always is so sophisticated, you don't expect it. And then like when he was like, it's so funny. Oh my
and then
gosh.
He does some Saw level murder Ooh. To this rodent of unusual size. He sets it on fire and then he fucking shanks it like multiple times. And the camera's like, wow.
And Robin Wright just watches it on the sidelines with popcorn.
Yeah, she's like, okay, can we leave now?
But they come out alive, Kate, and boy, oh boy, it doesn't get easier from here. It just gets harder.
This is where Humperdinck, Lord Farquaad / Humperdinck. They have the same haircut, by the way, now that I think about it. That's so funny. I'm going to do a side-by-side of them.
I hope so. And Buttercup thinks that she is protecting Wesley.
Oh, Buttercup, you stupid, ignorant dummy.
And she's like, hey, 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 he didn't hurt me. He saved me. You must keep him alive. And they're like, of course, of course. We will not. Once she looks away, we're going to kill him.
She doesn't even, like, kiss him goodbye. She's just like, deuces. Wesley, it's been real. I was like, Buttercup, what are we doing?
Not planning well and trusting too quickly. Just too quickly.
So this is a great part because the bad guys are like, we're gonna put him in the pit of despair. And then Grandpa's basically like, all right, so then Buttercup marries Humperdinck, and then that's the end. And then Fred Savage is like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is some bullshit. And then Grandpa was basically like, what? You don't like that? Life ain't fair, right? So you just deal with it. And you're like, oh my God, Grandpa, too much. And then Grandpa's like, anyway, it is fair because I'm gonna keep reading. And you're like, what, Grandpa?
I'm telling you, that's what made him so funny. He wasn't like, I'm a nice grandpa. Like, I'm imagining the guy from Home Alone that, like, owned the toy store.
Oh my God, what the fuck is that guy's name?
Home Alone 2, whatever his name was.
The Schmuckers guy.
This guy was just like, so who cares? Life isn't fair. Move it on. You'll like it, kid. And he's like, oh, you're starting to warm up to the kissing, huh? But the pit of despair, Katie, I will tell you, seeing the movie for the first time, Wesley's like super smart, right? He like tracks the princess. He beats everybody. So I thought in the pit of despair, he would like outsmart them. So when they put him in that like machine contraption with
the, again, Saw reference. All right. Carrie always knew what was happening. He knew what was happening. The 80s.
When it was like, it had like the degree. So it was like, here's one. And then it went all the way up to the 50. And when he put it on one, he was like, electrocuting. In my brain, I was like, oh my God, he is faking them out by fake convulsing to make them think that it's working. But because everyone in this movie is dumb, it's not going to work. And so then I thought, when the king came and put it up to 50, I thought, oh my God, his plan is brilliant because it still doesn't work. And I was sadly mistaken when he was totally dead.
Yeah, he died. I also at first was kind of like, I don't understand this torture machine because I thought it was also electrocution, but they were like suction cups. And then the one guy's like, it's actually sucking the life out of you. And I was like, science? I don't, okay.
Okay, that guy, I was like, you're too serious for this movie, except the scene when he starts running away.
Oh, amazing. Oh my God, it's so good. Okay, I love it.
So I got off track though, sorry.
Yeah, but Wesley's fucking dead.
Oh my God, it ain't good. It ain't good. No. And Buttercup's like, listen, my man will come back. He will come back. My man will save me. He will come back. And I am not marrying your fucking ass. And he's dead. So what happens? My God.
And then like Prince Humperdinck is like, all right, cool. Let's write him a letter. And then that'll, I guess, appease you. And she's like, cool. And then he's like, but if he doesn't come, then you marry me. And then she's like, I guess. And I'm like, what? This just seems stupid.
Well, no, she goes, I will kill myself in the morning or something very dark.
Yeah.
He goes, well, would you consider, if he doesn't come back, marrying me as an alternative to suicide? And I was like, what an offer, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, obviously we know he's like evil. All while this is happening too, Inigo Montoya and Andre the Giant are like, oh my God, we randomly like came together and like, we gotta get our shit together. And like,
oh my God, he was so drunk.
Hey, I found that six-fingered dude. Let's go kill him. And then Inigo Montoya's like, we need Carrie Elwes up in here, okay? Because he's in this movie too. And then Andre the Giant's like, yeah! and now they're on a mission to find Carrie Elwes.
Okay, two amazing things happened during that time. One, the king basically starts complaining about how, like, busy his job is and how many things he has to do and, like, yes. how stressed he is, and that he played that so well. And then Inigo is so drunk that Andre the Giant has to, like, sober him up, and he is, like, chucking him in water, and he's like, enough, and I was like, we have all had that one friend, or been that one friend,
Oops.
That needs help, and boy, oh boy, if you only had Andre the Giant to sober you up, am I right?
To give you some swirlies and get you back to normal.
Get you some soup that you take a nap in. Wow.
Yes, and so they end up finding Carrie Elwes fucking easily. He was, you know, down the lane, and I think they heard him yelling or something. I'm not really sure. More bonks on the head to random people. We find Carrie Elwes. Holy fuck, he dead. We gotta go to Billy Crystal.
Oh my god.
For some reason, because he's there too now.
Okay. Everything you read about fun facts is how the entire cast thought Billy Crystal was, like, the funniest person ever.
Oh my
and
god.
Couldn't, like, get through scenes because they were laughing so hard. I read that, like, someone hurt their rib because they were, like, laughing so hard or something ridiculous.
That's too much. Wow.
And I think that that's, like, a time capsule, because I thought he was funny, but I didn't think he was, like, the funniest person ever. And that is such a 1987, like, snippet.
Yeah.
I think people today would be like, I don't get it. It's not that funny.
I'm not gonna bust a rib over him.
No. I know, but it, like, kind of made me sad, because I was like, I think Billy Crystal's great, but, like, you should read. Like, people were like, hey, had everybody had stitches. And I was like, wow. Wow.
He wore a funny wig. The one big quote from here, I feel like this some people will say a lot, is there's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. And you're like, I don't know what that is, but if you say so, what sure.
What does he take the fireplace, like, smoker to, like...
Which I feel like every kid, like, pretended to do on themselves. And then you're like, wait, that's, like, don't put that
don't
in your
do
mouth.
Don't do that, sir. Don't do germs. That. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
And then he makes a little pill thing. Like, he doesn't bring it back to life right there. He makes this little, like, magic pill that's like, he'll come alive, and, like, make sure you give it to him at the right time. And then they're like, yay. And then they're all leaving, and Billy Crystal and the wife go, bye, have fun storming the castle.
Oh, shoot.
That felt like a Shrek line.
Oh,
that's like,
my
I can
God.
See that in Shrek.
And
oh, my
honestly,
God.
At this point, I just wrote Weekend at Bernie's, because...
I mean, it's true.
He was like, he didn't have all his, like, bodily functions, so they were just... Like, Andre the Giant, like, lugged him around like a little teddy bear.
Pretty much. And then they had to keep, like, whipping Carrie Elwes's head up by his little man pony, because his head would keep falling like
oh
a bebe.
Oh, my God. So great. Funny. But... the climax. So not only Carrie Elwes gets to fight the king, but we yes. get to see Inigo Montoya find the man who killed his father with the six fingers. And boy, oh boy, was that just an amazing scene.
Freaking love that. And I also forget that Inigo Montoya gets, like, stabbed. Like, I didn't remember a that. Lot. And I was like, wait, is he gonna die? And then I thought he was gonna die, and then he don't die. But then afterwards, I was like, wait, now is he gonna die? I forget. I blacked out. And then he doesn't.
I
but,
don't
like,
know how he survived.
I'm not sure, because that was like a...
That was a lot of stabbings.
It was like in the gut. Like, this is a bad spot.
And then he has like a heart-to-heart. He's like, you know, I've been in a game of revenge for so long. I don't know what to do anymore. And I'm like, oh my God. I just love his character.
You should go teach fencing to the children.
I would watch a whole fucking movie on him.
Oh yeah.
He was so good.
Yeah, and then Buttercup and Wesley get reunited, and I go, Wesley is a mofo ragdoll this whole climax. And he makes a boob joke a la Jack Black from The Holiday, so it's fine.
Literally, she was about to kill herself, and he goes, I wouldn't do that. There's a shortage of perfect breasts out here.
And she's like, ah, bitch! And she's like, oh, never mind, it's Wesley. It's cool, it's
she's
Wesley.
Like,
it's my boyfriend, I like it.
Farm boy.
As you wish. Yeah, and then, like you said, they don't fucking kill Humperdinck or even hurt him or anything. They just tie him to a chair.
Like, is he still there? Like, where is he?
He's still the prince and in charge, and somebody probably untied him, and we're back to square one. So, what, guys? No, wrong.
Oh my god.
Don't do that.
And he basically, like, bluffs, and that's how he, like, beats the king. And I kind of thought, okay, that was a little anticlimactic. But don't worry, because Andre the Giant shows up with 4 white horses like a sweetheart.
I'm sorry. He's like, oh, I just found these. That'll be good. What even? And then fucking Princess Buttercup, after we just saved lives, and we are safe, and there's no need for danger, homegirl jumps out of the window for no reason floats really weird in the air like Batman, and I didn't understand it, and it was a Bob scene. Okay.
Yep. 100,000,000% of a Bob scene, but I thought when she jumped, I was like, oh, is the movie being funny and, like, killing her? Like, after all of this?
I'd be fucked up.
And then Andre the Giant catching her was like, wow. Like, he must have been so tired. He had a lot of physical, like, stuff in this movie.
Just carrying around different people.
He was catching them, carrying them, sobering them up, climbing mountains. I mean, this poor man.
Oh, and I love at the end, then Grandpa's like, ooh, you don't want to hear how that ends. And then Fred Savage is like, no, Grandpa. And then Grandpa's like, okay, I'll tell you, they make out. And then everyone's like, yay. Oh, and then little Fred Savage is like, yo, Grandpa, you can, like, read that to me again sometime. And I was like, it's so cute.
Well, I had a different reaction to that.
Oh, you were like,
well, I mean, it was adorable that they bonded, but I thought, no fucking kid wants to hear the same story twice.
But Bridget Fred Savage.
Maybe.
And then Grandpa goes, as you wish. Fred Savage.
So was that him? Was he Carrie Always?
Oh my god, could you? What a fucking twist. And he's like, your grandma's Buttercup.
Wait, I thought that was the whole point.
What? I don't think so. He wrote a book about his, is that his biography?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
I thought that was the whole point.
I don't think so, but I love that fan theory. I'm going to put it on Reddit right now. Let's see how many hits we get. Amazing.
Okay.
Wow.
Do we have anything on Reddit? Like, do we have a Sisters Who've Seen It on Reddit?
Oh, Bridge, I don't have any fucking time.
I know. We don't have time. We don't have time for this.
Somebody invent 25 hours in a day, maybe. Oh, my God. Well, Bridge, would you watch or don't watch?
Watch?
Yeah.
Definitely watch, and it is a movie you can watch over and over again, and you don't need to follow the plot. Like, you could just have fun with it.
Yeah.
Kate?
I would watch. It's very lighthearted and silly, and it's a short movie, too, which I like sometimes.
Well, who do we have to thank, Kate?
Oh, my gosh. People don't forget. It's Mel effing. I should probably stop saying her last name, because that's...
Just bleep it out.
Mel effing. Burp.
Oh, man.
So, yes, Mel, thank you for the recommendation. This is a good one.
This was good.
Yeah.
I mean, Kate, we have been all over the place, okay? We have been... E.T. We have been Josie and the Pussycats. We have been The Fugitive.
Yes.
We have been Princess Bride. I mean, we're creating whiplash. We're creating movie whiplash.
I love that.
So you know what's the only thing to do?
More whiplash!
Okay. Because I got
like a
movie.
A neck press? I don't know. Some cream on my
I got a movie for you. And it is definitely not something that I would enjoy picking.
Wow, but you picked it anyway.
I picked it anyways, and it is in the horror.
Woo! It's been a while since we had a horror movie.
And I will watch this with my newborn child and hope she can hold me tight.
That's good.
So this is from 1992.
Very close to the best year for movies, but very just shy. Close,
but
just shy of
just
it.
Just shy. Mm. It is an American. What? This cracks me up when they say like American. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll skip that part.
Okay.
Wow. Wow, 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 this description. Gothic? Supernatural horror film. I do not understand the gothic when I tell you what this is.
Is this vampire? That's what I think of with gothic.
I don't even know. But I do know that you shouldn't say his name.
Oh, I know it five times.
What is it, Kate?
I'm not going to say the name 5 times, but the movie is Candyman.
Hey!
The Candyman can. He's going to shank you when you say his name. Woo!
Don't even know if I've like actually seen this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like, if this was a horror movie that like friends watched, I would be under the blanket with like one eye out and like housing sour cream and onion dip, you know?
Okay. Just have crunchy snacks, have the lights on, volume not too high so you don't get little spoops. This is a good one. I like this movie because I think it is scary. It's fun plot, but like it's got some good commentary that is unfortunately always apropos in America. So I wonder if maybe that's why they said America. That's so interesting.
What's with the gothic part? Why is it gothic?
I don't know about that because I don't consider it gothic, but maybe my description of gothic is
okay.
Different
listen
than
to how
one.
Things have changed. So that was the 1992 description. There is a 2021 film.
Yes.
Hence why I wanted to pick this because I thought it was interesting if people have seen the latest one.
Right.
They describe Candyman as supernatural slasher film.
I mean, that's what I feel like this one is.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, that's like, weird. Why didn't they just use that language? But we got better.
Because,
from 1992.
You know.
Kate, and you know what? Because we talked about this early in the episode, I'm looking at the movie cover and there's a little bee. There's a little bumblebee on somebody's eye.
Oh my fucking God. How weird is that?
It doesn't have a string on it, but I bet you they put a string to get
it. Oh my God. And if only they froze all the fucking bumblebees and put little leashes or whatever we call that on them, then this whole movie could have been avoided. Wow.
I don't know anything about
We're
that.
We're psychic. But... I'm sorry. We're psychic. That's all there is to it. Oh my God.
You heard it here first, folks. And this was not a listener pick, unless Mel also picked this movie and we forgot.
We'll see if she sends an angry text or something. Who knows?
Yes,
we'll
yes,
see.
Yes.
Well, Bridge.
Yeah.
I just want to say, if you were Princess Buttercup, and your husband was Wesley.
Oh, Wesley.
And, you know, he just revealed himself to be Wesley and not a pirate. And then he, for some reason, started rolling down a cliff. I would tag team you and say, listen, Bridget, I'm going to take one for the team. All right. I know you're tired. Your body went through some shit giving birth. So let me do the roll down. And I would be your stunt double rolling down the hill. And I would make funny noises, probably unintentionally. Because I love you.
Sorry, but imagining you actually rolling down the hill.
Yeah. I've definitely done that before in my younger days.
I feel like that's like a college thing. Like some college person is like, oh, we went down the hill, we were drunk, and you'd roll. Well, Kate.
Bridge.
If you, that's such a good one with rolling down the hill. If you had to come back to life and there was a fireplace nearby, I would take the smoker and pump you with air to make sure you survive.
Great. Put ashes in my mouth. Thank you so much.
I'm there to keep you alive.
Wow. I love that. Well, and listeners, if you also appreciate the hard work that stunt doubles do, and you think that part in the movie was a little unrealistic with the air blowing, but it's fine. It happened.
Well,
it's for the children. And if you think that the grandpa in this movie was a cool grandpa, you should write us a review.
Hey.
We love reviews. We love written reviews. You can review us on Apple Podcasts along with some other podcasting apps. You can review us on Spotify by leaving some stars. So please go on and do that. That's a newer-ish feature. We also have a website, sistershoseenit.com. If you scroll down on the main page, there's a form you can fill out to request a movie. So apparently Mel did that for Princess Bride. Who knew? And if you do it, then I will know about that too. And Bridge, what else can they do on our website?
They can buy us coffee.
Woo!
And as I asked Katie, do we have a Reddit page? Because we all know she does all the work. And then she said, is there 20, how many hours in a day?
Even just one more.
Just one more.
Might help out. Yep.
That requires energy, which is from caffeine, which is in coffee, which is what you can buy.
Yes.
I wanted to just have the silence there.
So I'm
really,
so sorry I interrupted.
Really sorry. That's not what podcasting is about, silence. But if you are like, you know what? Damn, I wish they had a Reddit thread because they talk about it and I would like to read it. And I love, because Katie writes these little snippets of each episode and it's just the writing is like gold. Imagine if there was a Reddit thread. We need some coffee to do it. So get on it. Put some moolah there and we will take it and we will do stuff with it. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So check all that out and we hope to hear from you. All right, listeners. Well, we'll see y'all next week for Candyman.
Yeah.
I have a really funny meme that when you finish watching the movie and you're probably gonna be like, eh, I'm scared, text me immediately.
Okay.
And I will send you a very funny meme.
Okay.
That will make you chuckle and maybe make it not so scary.
Okay, thank God. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm also gonna have Penny watch it with me.
Pingles, you'll be there. Everything's great.
All right, as you wish, Kate.
As you wish.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
I love you like Buttercup loves Wesley. Listeners, same. I love you like Buttercup loves Wesley.
Wow.
Oh. See you next week.
See you there.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Sisters Who Seen It. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out our website at sisterswhoseenit.com, where you can email us, request movies to be reviewed, and keep up to date with all things Sisters. Also, make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. See you next week!